Doc, why does so much caffeine sometimes make your heart skip beats?
Well, it's a stimulant, and it will make it go fast. And, of course, if you have things like AFib, it'll make it worse. And AFib, again, is not a heart problem. It's actually either osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which controls the rate and rhythm of the heart, you've got degenerative disc disease, your discs are shrinking, your vertebrae are getting closer together, and the spinal nerves go out between T1, 2, 3, and 4, the first four thoracic vertebrae, control the rate and rhythm of your heart. And so you have both of those things going on, and then you're drinking coffee, you're going to have a heart that goes fast and skips beats and stuff like that.
The webmaster for criticalhealthnews.com is going wild because we are slamming it, so keep it up, criticalhealthnews.com. Also, you can download the free apps in their app store and the toll-free number to call for assistance. There are operators there who know what they're talking about, 1-855-949-7234. I think they're trained by you, Doc, aren't they?
Yes, and of course, our secret. Now, don't tell anybody, George.
All right,
our
let's secret say it quietly.
Our secret is that everybody gives the same answer to the same question. And we have 50 DVDs, we have 100 CDs, we have 14 best-selling books. I have another one coming out here in a month. And they're designed to give you the programs for over 900 different diseases, okay, using vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils, so that your stem cells can maintain, repair, and replace injured and worn out and dead cells. Okay? And so we have all these prefab programs, and so everybody's going to give the same answer to the same question. So we see about 2 million people a month, and as you pointed out earlier in the program, we have helped tens of millions of people over the past 50 years. We're in 50 countries, and we're so, so proud of this. You know, remember the old goji juice stuff?
Oh, yeah.
We bought all those plantations down in Colombia, so we own all of them. And so this is part of some of our super juices and things we have, okay? We have, again, our own coffee. In October of last year, the wholesalers that sell coffee to Starbucks and McDonald's, guess what? They bought $250 million of my coffee in October of last year. This is not a secret. It was, you know, in all the newspapers and everything. And so if you're drinking Starbucks or McDonald's, you're probably drinking my coffee.
Juan Valdez, here he is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.